All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Hang on. I got time out. Okay, that was Debbie. She said that to pray that we're gonna have to pray for her computer. Brandy's overheaded over on that. Fix it in the name of Jesus right now. We command that computer to quit whatever it's doing. It's got some kind of security issue. No, I don't. In Jesus' name, we break that power of witchcraft on her computer and command it to cease its action now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that that computer's gonna work better than it did before. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And Lord, we just thank you that tonight's going to be a special night because we're going to talk about you, Lord. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about you, Father. And we're just going to talk all night long about y'all, Lord. And that's a good subject. That's the best subject. And I thank you, Father, for your love for us. And I thank you, Lord, for the open heaven that we have. That when we pray, we know that when we pray, our prayers are answered every time. Ever, not just once, not just twice, every time. And I thank you for all the great, mighty testimonies of your grace and your mercy upon us, Lord. And I praise you for it. And I thank you, Lord, for all the power and authority that you have given each and every one of us through your Holy Spirit, Lord. And I praise you, Father, for all the work that you're doing in us to straightening this up and getting us ready for this great awakening that's fixing to happen. That we could disciple these people and bring them into the kingdom in a mighty way. There's some of them think they're in the kingdom and just as far away from it as they can be. But when this great awakening, this great awakening happens, Lord, you're going to show them. You're going to open up their spiritual ears and their spiritual eyes to see the truth of the truth gospel. And we just praise you, Father, for doing that. We're looking forward to it. I'm getting excited in the spirit ever more every day, Lord, because I know it's on the verge of just breaking forth in a mighty, mighty wind across this country and across the world. And I praise you, Lord, for all that you're going to accomplish tonight as we talk and we pray and we speak about the Holy Spirit and being led by it and hearing you, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, Missy, go ahead.
Well, an element what I was had stirring in me to share, you kind of touched on there a little bit, you know, about this great awakening and that the people's eyes will be opened and their ears be opened. And that touches on what the Lord was speaking to me today, you know. and I guess you could say it's a confession, a repentance of some things the Lord's been showing me. And, you know, it's like, and I think we all have dealt with this to some degree. I know you all can relate to what I'm talking about to some degree. But my point is, you know, there's so much that we've come to understand about things going on in the world. And yeah, there's a lot of disinformation out there, but in general, we know things just ain't right, you know, and there's too many people that are still awake about it. And if they're not awake, I mean, if they are awake, you know, they're not, a lot of them aren't trusting in the Lord. They're, trying to deal with things themselves. So anyway, so what the Lord was showing me today is my desire to let people know, especially family, about things that are going on and all, that it's not my job to convince them. And my need to want them to let them know things now and then I want them to know the truth, but it's not my job to convince them that, you know, I just need to pray, you know, that the Lord gives them the eyes to see and ears to hear, and just really make sure I'm led of the Lord when I share something. Because I don't want them, you know, I don't want them to feel alienated, you know, and really most of the time that I share stuff is via email. So I'm not like confrontational about it, you know, in their face kind of thing about it. But the Lord showed me there's this element of wanting to be right too. You know, I want them to see it. And there's this, at least a small part of me that wants them to, I want them to know that I know what I'm talking about. And that I'm right, that I'm not a nutcase or whatever. And there's that also that element of rejection too. The Lord would show me there's still that little, at least that little element of rejection, because, and the Lord says, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me, you know, especially when you share the truth of the gospel with them, and they don't want to hear about healing. They don't want to hear about deliverance and stuff like that. So I just wanted to share that. And you know, there's that element of pride too, you know. So Lord, I just repent of all that. And I ask you to take every bit of that out of my heart and trust in you more and believe in my prayers more and know that my prayers are more powerful than most anything that I could say, Lord. And to just let you do the work in them and trust in you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. In Jesus' name. All right, anybody else got a prayer request or want to pray about something? Yeah, Geneva.
Roddy. My hair should show how the day has been going. not great. That's okay.
You look lovely. You look lovely, Geneva.
I got on here, I was like, whoa. I was like, oh well, I'm already on video now. Doesn't matter. anyways, I was just gonna say, today was a very trying day because they'd sent out the email at my work yesterday that everybody's got to get vaccinated. So, it's like, you know, you prepare and you kind of get all these things in your mind, and then when it finally happens, you're still kind of in shock, even though you knew it was coming. So I'm trying to think how to, well, so I, you know, I talked to Isaac and I talked to Marissa and I talked to Mariana and to Morgan, and thank God, Lord used them and helped me to calm down, I guess, because, you know, I started having all these thoughts. And then I go to work today and I didn't sleep very good last night. I kept waking up thinking about it, like, what am I going to say? But I can say the one good thing is down in the email, it did say that, you know, that they're going to have religious exemptions and medical exemptions, which I feel like I have both of those, you know, because I'm pregnant and I have, you know, my faith. And anyways, trying to think what I said. So anyways, I got both of those forms or whatever today. I had to ask the lady. I tried calling her. She didn't get a hold of me. She finally emailed me back, and it's just a lot. Like, I was just so frustrated because I feel like I'm the only one on my team that is going through this, which I know there's other people in the company, but on my team alone, I'm almost positive everybody's vaccinated just from all the conversations we have when we have our team meetings. And I have to hear a weekly speech from the doctor about why it is that everyone needs to get vaccinated and blah, 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 blah. And I just turn off my camera. It's on Zoom. I just turn off my camera because I'm like, I don't want to listen to this. But anyways, so sorry, I'm doing a terrible job explaining this, but today I walked in, I saw my boss, and I was asking my boss a question about something. She was like, hey, did you get that email? And I was like, yeah, I did, because, you know, she knows that I'm not vaccinated. And so I told her, I was just like, I just got so overwhelmed. And she was like, well, you know, they say for pregnant women that the Institute of Gynecology, blah, 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 that it's okay. And I just go, I was like, you know, I'm not going to get vaccinated. I was like, I'm going to do the exemptions. I'm going to pray that it works out. And that's going to be that. And anyways, I just told her, I was like, other than all that stuff, I'm just so completely stressed out right now. I was like, because, you know, where we live, it is kind of expensive, like just the area. And, you know, if I lose my job, I don't know if we can keep living here. We might have to move back or something. And we just moved here a year ago. And so we're trying to get my mom down here and all this stuff. And so anyways, I just started crying, and I just had tears in my eyes, and I finally had to stop. And like, she was nice about it. But then HR called me, and it was just like, gosh, it was just like one thing after another. And I was just like, man, this is only day two of it coming out, and I'm having to go through all this stuff. So, Isaac called me and Morgan was talking about it. Morgan's kind of stressed out, and, you know, we're just trying to think of plans and stuff. And I need to quit planning. Like, I need to just trust in the Lord. And Isaac called me, and Isaac was like, do you need anybody? He's like, you know, it's going to be okay. He's like, it's just a formality. You know, you're going to do the exemptions. We're going to believe in Jesus' name that these exemptions are going to go through. And, thank goodness there's a website, I guess, that Isaac had found about, you know, it's like America, don't quit your jobs. And I looked at a bunch of the exemptions, and I spent like 3 hours writing like a 2-3 page paper about my faith and why I believe, you know, like the vaccine uses, like in the development or whatever, it used aborted fetal cells. And I put all that in there. And then I put, you know, just basically like, it's not according to my faith. Like, I don't, you know, I believe in the power of healing. And I quoted a bunch of scriptures. And so I'm going to turn in tomorrow along with my midwife. I got her to sign off on an exemption, just stating as a pregnant woman, it's not safe for me to get the vaccine. And so thank goodness she got back with me really quick and did it really fast. So I'm going to send both those in tomorrow. So if you guys, Brother Michael, if you could say a prayer that God will, whoever reads this in HR, I just pray that they don't get offended by what I said, you know, because it's all coming from my heart. It's all truth. I just pray that, like Isaac said, you know, God softened Pharaoh's heart, and I want their hearts to be softened because I love this job. I love what I do, and I don't want to lose it. And I don't feel like God gave me this job for it just to go away in 6 months. You know, so I'm going to believe and trust in the Lord. But it's getting serious. It's getting really real out there. So, Brother Michael, if you could just say a prayer.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Geneva to you. We lift up this HR lady to you also, Lord. We ask for favor for Geneva with her. And not only that, Lord, I ask that you put rest, put Geneva into the rest, that you're in control of this thing. All she has to do is just rest in you. Say, Lord, I'm putting this in your hands. I've done what I'm supposed to do, and I'm just believing you from now on. I'm not going to get anxious about it. I command that spirit of anxiety to go right now in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of torment off of her right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you that your peace and your joy and your rest is upon her. Just envelop her, blanket her, Lord, with your peace. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that it's all going to work out just exactly like you want it to and the way we pray. Because when we pray, we have an open heaven, and we know that you hear and you do. And we praise you for it, Father. Your promise is said when we pray and we believe what we pray, we shall have it. And I believe it, Lord, and I thank you for doing this for Geneva. And I thank you, Lord, that Morgan's the same way, that you put the peace and rest in his heart to believe that God, you're in control, not man or not anything, but you're in control. And we thank you, Father, for doing this for Geneva. And that'll be a testimony to everybody around her. And she's in the rest of God. She's got a smile on her face every time she goes in. She's not anxious about anything. Thank you, Lord, for doing this for Geneva and Morgan and the lady there. Keep her in the rest too, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Julie, go ahead.
I'd like to add a little bit to your prayer, Michael, if I may.
Yes. Yeah.
Father, thank you for Geneva and thank you for her heart. And she wants to do the right thing. She wants to obey you, Lord. And when we turn these things over to you, Lord, and when a man's ways please you, Father, you make even our enemies to be at peace with us. And we just take authority over these intimidating spirits, the witchcraft, the fear, the manipulation, the pressure that's coming at Geneva. And for that matter, any other brother and sister who's being faced with similar things, we command that to go off of them in the name of Jesus. We do not please man. We seek to please our Father in heaven. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that you see Geneva's heart in this, Lord, and that all this other stuff is gone, as Michael prayed, and she's got your peace, knowing you're going to work out every detail for her. And as we submit to you, Lord, you know, you keep our mind and our heart in perfect peace. And we cast all of this care upon you. Lord, help Geneva to keep casting all these cares up to you, Lord, and that you take them from her. And whenever the enemy tries to come back on her in any way, that she has authority and she remembers, Lord, she can just say no to it and cast it down and say, no, we prayed. And God's in sovereign control over my life and my health and my baby and that we're not under the curse and we don't have to, you know, bow the knee to Pharaoh. We don't bow the knee to any false god. And I thank you, Lord, for working every detail out, things that hasn't even been a thought of or what may be, what possible scenarios. We cast all those lies down to the dread of evil, apprehension of evil, apprehension of bad things that could possibly happen, the what ifs. We cast all that down in Jesus' name. And we just ask, Lord, to keep a shield around about Geneva. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sorry about that. That was somebody else that we had prayed for. Pain left her. Praise God. Anyway, where are we at? You all prayed up, didn't you? Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, who's next here? Is it Judy, Malcolm, or Theo? All right, I'll pick Judy and Sue.
Don't forget, I want to say something. Okay, I'm asking for prayer for all that prayers that you gave. I'd like for Amy, my middle daughter. She got vertigo really, really bad Saturday when she was at work, and she had to lay in her car for like 8 hours before she could even drive home. And she was she just has had it real bad. And I keep talking to her, the Lord healed me of vertigo. And I, you know, I've explained that all to her and she knows that, but she's really frustrated because she don't know how she's going to go to work tomorrow. She still has it even today where she's nauseous. So I've been praying for her. So I just like to have more prayer for her that the Lord heals her of this nausea. She said the room is the dizziness isn't so bad, but she just doesn't have any energy. And Lord, just, I just ask you, I bring up Amy to you, and I just ask you to heal her completely of this vertigo, because you did it for me. And I told her that, you know, you don't always do it right away, and that's okay. But at the end result is I don't have any vertigo anymore. I'm healed in Jesus' name. And I told her, just keep believing and thanking the Lord to that you've healed me. But she's in a period, in a time thing that she just is so sick, and she, you know, she don't care about anything right now. So Lord, I just ask that you take this frustration, this anger, this sickness all away from her and heal her body completely in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
All right, Judy, can I get mad? Can I get mad?
Yes, do.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get mad at it. I'm not going to ask the Lord to do it. I'm going to command that thing off of her in the name of Jesus right now. I command that vertigo to go from her. You go right now in Jesus' name, and take all your little imps with you in Jesus' name. Take all the symptoms with you in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that Amy is completely healed. She doesn't have to put up with it. We're not putting up with it. And we're using our faith to tell it. You go from Amy right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
It is done. Believe it.
Thank you, Lord. I believe it. I believe it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God.
And
thank
Michael,
you,
I got a little praise. I got a little praise report.
Okay.
I was doing some home studying with Victoria, homeschooling her, and I noticed that at times when she can't get something, she gets very frustrated to the point where she starts to get angry. And I've been trying to tell her, do we just need to pray about this? But today, she prayed with me. She's, well, I don't know what to pray. You know, but this time she prayed with me. And about maybe 15 minutes, not even when we went back to doing the homeschooling, she was fine. Didn't have no frustration like she had, you know. She was like, she was not getting angry or nothing. So Lord took care of her on that. I thank the Lord for that. And amen. I pray, Father, that this would encourage her to want to pray more to you, Lord. I pray that you would help her to draw close to you and want to recognize that you are there for her, that all she has to do is ask you, go come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Victoria. Jesus' name. Go ahead, Theo.
Pray for Geneva, if that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you.
I'd like to pray for Geneva. Is that okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you misheard me. Sorry.
Waiting on you.
Yep. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I just want to cast off any demons that might be trying to attack Geneva's little baby. She's surrounded by all kinds of stress and witchcraft, and there's cursing going on behind her. Everybody's vaccinated. She's not. All the condemnation, I just want to bind all that up in Jesus' name, that it will not affect her little baby or Geneva, and that there's a hedge of protection around that little one, and he or she will be completely protected by your hand. And I thank you, Father, for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anything else, Phil?
I do have a praise for, prayer request.
Okay.
I spoke with my friend Jim today. He called me and he said he hadn't called anybody yet, but he thinks he's dying. And he hasn't even told his wife yet what he thinks. And he's 71 years old, and his oxygen levels are like 30, 40. He's barely conscious, you know. He's getting better, but then it gets worse. He's been in the hospital for 2 months now. And we've been praying for him. And he's saying his goodbyes already. You know, he thinks he's done. And I'd like to visit him this weekend. So Father, I just pray that you lead me right on this one, Father, and put the words in my mouth. And you, I believe you already did put the words in my mouth, and that you're just waiting for me to tell them face to face. That you're going to bless this trip. It's going to be covered by all my points that I have, and it won't cost me anything, but it will bring a big blessing to Jim. And because you cover every detail, Father, and we lift up Jim to you again. He's feeling like he needs a lot of soul searching, a lot of mercy from you, a lot of forgiveness. And he believes in your name, Father. You just give him that confidence in you, Lord, that he's in your hand. And we thank you for that, Father. If you want to take him now, just put peace in his heart, Father, and give him a pain-free exit to you. If your desire for him to stick around, well, so be it, Lord. Just let your will be done, and show us, Lord. Show us what your desire is, and me especially, this topic of following the Holy Spirit, hearing your voice, Lord. We so desire that, now especially for Jim. And I thank you for everything, Father, and trust in your guidance. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for doing that for Jim, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. All right, Malcolm. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, thank you. Hi, everybody. Just wanted to also pray for Geneva, just for a second. I just, Lord, I just thank you for getting her in that Sabbath dismal rest, and causing her to relax in you, not worry about any of those things. If we seek first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added to us. And I also want to pray for my own wife, and that you'll take care of us as well, Lord, for her job. Also, I want to pray for my dad, and I appreciate Pat and the rest of you praying for my dad as well. And Lord, I just ask you put me in the rest, in your rest regarding my dad. And what's going on is he's got he had shingles, which is a common benefit of these shots. but it's the shingles, the sores are gone pretty much, but then there's his hand is swelling. That the shingles were on his arm. So his hand is starting to swell, and it's he can't even use his hand. It just doesn't work. So I don't really want to pray about that because I already prayed with my parents about that, and I commanded it to be healed. So I just want to thank you, Lord, for healing that as a testimony to your power and to them. And I pray you put faith in their hearts so they hold on. Trust you for that. Well, thank you so much, Lord. And thank you for filling us all with faith on these things. So, also, I just wanted to mention at the nearby hospital here, because of the vaccine mandate, as you know, in the state of Washington, all the healthcare people or any vendor or anybody associated with healthcare has to get these lethal injections. So as it stands now with the local hospital, the whole OBGYN department and the ICU department staff are all leaving. So it kind of puts, I don't know how they can function as a hospital under those conditions, but that's all I've heard about so far. But I think there's a kind of a big rebellion going on. So we'll see where all that goes. But, you know, it's a lot of, you know, just think about what's going on right now. The Lord is just shaking things that we've learned to depend on, which are not necessarily Him. Our livelihoods, our just way of living, our lifestyles even. The Lord is just shaking all those things. And that's a good thing. And as hard as it is, we have our counterparts over in China and some other countries that have lived under the most adverse conditions. We have brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. Whole church was shot to pieces. Tons of people gathered in that church, and they were all killed. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Of course, that's on our hearts, too. But we just, here in America, we're starting to see some iron fist stuff going on as well. But I think a lot of us see this turning around just based on the dreams and visions and whatnot. I think things will still be very, very different from what they used to be. But as we go into the tribulation, I think there's going to be a lot of provision. And I know there's a lot of provision coming. So I don't think we have to be too worried about any of this, even though I guess I should speak for myself. Anyway, that's the end of my tirade.
I got plenty of toilet paper. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Pat. Thank you, Malcolm. Go ahead, Pat.
Did you want to say something?
No, I already said it. Thank you, though.
I have to chime in with, and I thank everybody for their prayers, even for Geneva here in this situation, because I'm really in the same situation as far as being attacked. I just feel like that I should. I just ended up going into prayer before we even got on the meeting tonight, just because I just felt so hammered. I was thinking, I guess I was so hammered that it felt like the only prayer I know, I wanted to be praising God and like Paul and Silas in the jail, thrown into jail under stocks and bonds but I felt more like the prayer coming out of me was, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because I just felt so beat, so alone, and so attacked. It seems like everything, little things, even the little things coming against me. And so I'm not going to succumb to the attacks because, number one, I know that God has led me and led us all through this process. This COVID and the mandates and the vaccines and all this has not taken God by surprise. It's not like it's not unusual. So I have to, instead of succumbing to the pressure, I'm just going to praise God and thank Him. Father, I thank You that You are in control of all of these situations. Even these things that come up in our lives, Lord, even the today, the transmission on my vehicle going down and then finding out it's beyond insurance and all this sort of stuff. One more attack, just one more thing. But Father, I thank You that You are our supply, that You are the one that leads us through the valley of the shadow of death, where everything seems fearful, everything seems like we don't have a way through, we don't, what is going to happen to me, what is going to happen to us, and all the various different questions and fears and everything that come up. And thank you, Father, that you are allowing these things to bring these things out of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, we thank you for these things. Thank you for the opposition. Thank you for the cross that you have provided for us, Lord. Thank you that you went to the cross for us and nailed these sins, nailed this sinful tendency to the cross. You took it to the grave. You raised us up and filled us with your Holy Spirit to conquer the things that are ahead of us. And so I thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the strength. Lord, your word says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, and he is certainly coming in like a flood, at least it appears that way, Lord. At least everything seems to be going against us. And Lord, I thank you that you've even created this delay. You've set our desires and our hopes that maybe that we had upon the white hats and the whole Trump thing overcoming and coming back and martial law, taking down the evil and all this sort of thing. And you've even allowed those hopes to be delayed in us, Lord, for you are smoking out the fears, smoking out the areas in our lives that the devil wants to use, wants to bring out in us. Well, we put our faith together and we stand against you, devil. You are a defeated foe. You are defeated by the blood of Jesus Christ, who purchased each and every one of us in this room and each and every one of us that desire you, Lord, that you have conquered. You have conquered the grave. You have conquered fear. You have conquered death, and you have provided it for us, Lord, in you. You have sanctified us and you have perfected us. Being sanctified in you in one fell swoop on the cross, buried and taking sin to death and raising us up to walk in newness of life in you, in your power. Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us, each and every one of us. Fill us up, Lord. Lord, let us not be downtrodden, but let us have hope and praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord, for you are doing a marvelous work in us. You are raising us up in the life of Jesus to express the true life of Christ in the world today, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. We thank you that you left to prepare us a place. And that place is in you. And we just praise you and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for your life. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, I bless my brothers and sisters today. Fill us, Lord. Fill them with your Holy Spirit and speak forth your word in our hearts. And let us sing praise to the Lord and sing our harmony with your spirit and your truth and your life. And grant us grace to overcome, even as you overcame, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for us. And I want to do something else while we're at it. Everybody's having a lot of people having some problems here. In the name of Jesus, right now, I cast down, break the power of any kind of witchcraft that's coming against this fellowship in Jesus' name. I cast it down as null and void from this point on. And Father, I thank you for your angels that are surrounded about us. And we knock down these arrows and these enemy attacks in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. All right. Let me see. Carol, you had your hand up a while ago. Did you want to say something?
Unmute. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes, I short and sweet. First, I want to say thank you for letting me join this group. I am going through a huge and wonderful transition, difficult and awesome. Definitely following Jesus. But currently, my battle is in my body. So I'm going through so much pain, but it has given me a timeout from work that was just pulling me away from Jesus, a very high stress job. And I just simply love to be with the Lord. And that job was really taking it away. And so I sense I know it's the Lord. I know he's with me. However, I'm going through... I was going back to work and unable to because of the pain. So I'm on half time, which is awesome because I work 3.5 hours and then I'm off for the rest of the day. And I've been praising the Lord. I've been praying, but I'm weak in my body, but I'm strong in my spirit. So I was just going to declare that. But I felt that God really said, I want you to step up. And because I have a few friends in the Lord, but I'm not in a congregation because everything has changed so much. And following the Lord, I've been very careful about where I'm going to ask for prayer. And I really felt tonight that it's time to do it. And I've listened a couple of times to you guys praying, and I just feel really at home with the body of Christ. I really do want to cry saying that, but I'm going to try not to blubber everywhere. But yes, so I need prayer. The pain that I'm experiencing, my doctor now wants me to go do some tests, but it's my spine hurts so much. My head hurts that it causes me to lie down. But when I do lie down, I just feel Jesus saying, I'm going to bless you, child. I love you, and to receive his love. So I'm doing that, but I sense the body of Christ needs to know. And I have a few strategic brothers and sisters that I've kept with me through the big changes in my life. Thank you, Jesus. He's not left me alone. And I'm kind of excited to be bold to ask you guys for prayer because I really feel the love of God with you. And I just want to, here I go, I want to do the crying thing again, but I'm going to smile instead because God is so freaking awesome. And I didn't need to use that word. Sorry about that, but he's totally awesome. So my spine, my abdomen, and my head. I'm doing awesome stuff. Like I'm cleaning my body. I've given up television a while ago, alcohol 3 years ago, a very destructive marriage 4 years ago. So it's been so, there's a part of me, it feels like Joseph, you know, that's been on a journey in the desert and in the prison. And now I'm embracing like I think what someone talked about, you know, praising the Lord while you're in the prison. And that's it, giving God credit and not the enemy in this moment of my life. So thank you. And let me see if I can put mute on now.
Okay. When I heard Pat talking about that, I was thinking about that book, From Prison to Praise. And that's a good book. Yeah. Just praise him when you're down and he'll praise yourself right out of it. But we're going to pray and God's going to heal you, take that pain away from you and heal you right now. In the name of Jesus right now, I speak to that pain and I command it to go from her body right now in Jesus' name. Pain, go in the name of Jesus. From her spine, from her abdomen, from anywhere else that our headache, you have to go in Jesus' name. No more. She's a child of the living God, and she don't have to put up with it, and we certainly are not going to put up with it for her. In Jesus' name, now go in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that she is healed, delivered, and set free from whatever it is that is causing it. That spirit of infirmity, you go in the name of Jesus. You can't stay. Pack your bags and go and take all your buddies with you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we thank you, Father. She is healed, delivered, and set free by the power and the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you for your healing power running through her body right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now get up and do something you couldn't do before, because it's done in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Whoo, my. Boy, I feel better all over than I do anywhere else. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. I believe that's a done deal. I know it is. All right, Phil, go ahead, brother.
I have another prayer request. So with little Maximus, we've had a couple nights now where he will wake up in the middle of the night to go use the restroom, but then he gets really scared. And he stiffens up and he starts crying really bad. And he says, I'm scared. And we pray in the spirit. Once we start praying in the spirit, he starts saying, no. And we just keep praying. And we try to cast off whatever this is in the name of Jesus. And we do it until he falls asleep, which he does. It doesn't take very long, you know, a few minutes, 5 minutes maybe. At the most. But the next night, same exact thing, exactly the same. Stiffens up and just he stares off into something and says, no, I don't want to. Or so, you know, is it something we need to repent for? I want the Lord to show me what it is. We've repented in our little circle, you know, any things that we had to say or. We have no condemnation. We found it, we've cast it out, and something's holding it back. They're expert lawyers. They if there's a right for them to be there, they're going to be there.
Amen.
So
let's address it.
We don't know what it is. It could have been something he watched in a cartoon or something. With the way a lot of the family gatherings happened over the weekend with the funeral and all, there were some cartoons turned on because there was a ton of kids, you know, and they'd go to the basement and turn something on, you know. Nothing bad that I know of, you know. But something stuck to him after this, these last few nights, and it sucks to watch him go through it. So you could pray for him, please.
Okay. Amen. It don't make any difference what it is. You got to go, right?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus right now, I command this tormenting demon off of Maximus. You go in the name of Jesus. It'll make any difference. We close the door behind you too. You can't come back in Jesus' name. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that that spirit is gone from Maximus and the door is closed. He can't come back. I command you not to come back into Maximus in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, that he's going to sleep well tonight, tomorrow night, and every night from this point on in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for your warrior angels just sitting around about him. In Jesus' name, protecting him and his brother, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's done. That little boy is fine tonight. He's going to sleep all night long. Glory to God.
One more.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Lana about cut her finger off today. Well, she cut off a good chunk, and it was a pretty bad cut. We stuck that piece of finger back on there, and we prayed over it. And if y'all disagree with us, that thing is going to heal perfect, and it's going to be as if nothing ever happened in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Father.
All right. Praise Amen. You, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. That's right, Geneva. No weapon against that child shall prosper in Jesus' name. It's gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew, my. All right. Yes, Julie.
Good morning, God. And just take authority of all curses and witchcraft coming against Theo and Lana in their house, in the name of Jesus, accidents, fears, torments, whatever this is, in Jesus' name, wherever it's coming from, we cast it down. We break its power off of them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for doing that too.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yep. Pat, did you have your hand up, or are you just praying? All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Yes, Debbie.
Yeah, hi. I don't know if you only prayed, Michael. Did everyone pray about my internet problem earlier?
You did what?
Did only you pray earlier, or did everyone pray about my internet problem earlier?
Okay.
When I called in earlier, did you all pray, or just was it just you?
All right. Well, praise God.
No. Praise God. So you all prayed, right?
Yeah, we prayed.
Okay. Well, okay, because it turned out really good.
You're old, aren't you?
No, I mean, but I know that, yes. But Brandy came over, and this thing was talking real loud. Don't do this. It kept repeating the same thing over and over. It was warning. And he just sits down at the computer and starts like, oh, no, don't do that. He starts getting on the keys. And, you can't do that. Listen to them. They're saying, don't do shut this off into anything. Just call that number. He goes, why? You want to pay $3,000 for a fee or something? He said it was all spam. It was all a spam thing. So, but I didn't know. I just think everything's okay. So I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah,
it was awful. It was so loud. It wouldn't stop. Oh my gosh. So yeah, he just came in and pulled the plug and said, don't listen to this. So, but anyway.
Quit
and then,
going on your bad side. So just quit doing it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but thank y'all for praying.
I know you're not.
For praying. Anyway, and I wanted to pray for a friend of mine. I want to pray two prayers. First of all, a friend of mine, I've shared about her before, and I've asked her to call and get in on for prayer, so I don't know when she will, but she's got colon problems, and she's just had all kinds of problems in her physical body for years, and she's like, and I think, I don't know how old she is. She's almost 80. And so I want to pray for her. And her name is Darla. She's a believer. Okay. She's a Christian. And she, you know, she'll say she knows that God heals and believes he can heal, but believes she was healed. But yet, you know, she's talks differently. She says those things and she says other things. So anyway, Lord, I just thank you that I've been able to share with Darla. And I pray that you will just take the words and your truths into her heart, Lord, and cause her to really want to hang on to that healing that you did for her and gave her at the cross, Lord, that it really means something to her and a promise that she can hang on to, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just be merciful to her, Lord, and touch her body and heal her of all these physical problems that she has, Lord. Touch her colon, Lord. Bring the healing to that and this blockage, Lord. Just command to stop in Jesus' name. They keep sending her to the hospital all the time, Lord. I thank you that she loves you, Lord, and I just pray you help her to put her trust in you and reveal to her that she was healed, Lord. So, Lord, I'm just thanking you for your mercy and your touch upon her in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Yeah, she's
Amen.
6 days this time. But anyway, and then now my sister's got a friend who committed suicide. She's a friend of her and the husband are her friends. And the wife just committed suicide a few days ago. She says that she was a believer, and they're always talking like, well, she went to a good place, you know, and, you know, well, she's at peace now. And I'm like, oh dear. I just texted back and said, well, I hope she repented before she died. So, but the husband is really broken up over it. It's really hard on him. They said they didn't know that anything was going on and troubling her. So, I just want to pray for the family. And so, Lord, I pray for the family that is going through this tragedy, Lord God, and it's a hard thing for them, Father. I just pray that you would just surround them with your peace and your love and your comfort, Lord. I pray that you would bring truth to them that would bring that peace, Lord, and just seal it, God, that you are in control of all things, and you want to give them that peace, Lord, and cause them to trust in you, Lord. I just ask that to come to them and their family member, all the family members, Lord. And I pray for my sister, Lord, that you too will give her peace, Lord, and cause her to say right things to the family, truthful things, Lord, things from your word, Lord. And I pray you'll help them just to agree with your word, God, in all these areas, God, where they can find this peace. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, we just hook our faith up with Debbie, and we thank you, Lord, to put peace in their hearts about it, in Jesus' name. And draw closer to you, Father. Place it in their hearts to draw closer to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord of God.
Thank you.
All right. All right, anyone else? Hey, Dave. Okay. All right, tonight, hearing from God. I wanted to run across this today, and I want to read it. This is something that Lake put out, John G. Lake. He says, sometimes I've tried to get it clear before my soul that God lives in me. I've tried to note the incoming influence and power of that pure, sweet, living spirit of the eternal God. I've tried to realize his presence in my spirit, in my soul, in my hands, in my feet, in my person and being. A habitation of God. A habitation of God. God equipping the soul to minister himself. God to the world. God equipping the soul of man that he may live forever in harmony of mind with God. God furnishing to the soul of man the power of his personality by which man is made as God. For all the godlike qualities of your heart is due to the fact that God by the Spirit dwells in you. What is it that you look for in another? It is God. You look into the eyes of another to see God. And if you fail to see God in the other light, your heart is troubled. You were looking for God. I am not interested in the form or the figure or the name of an individual. I am interested in seeing God. Is God there? Is God in that man? Is God in that woman? Is it God that speaks? Is it God that moves? Are you seeing God? That's profound. Now I want to read one other thing, and then we'll open up the discussion here. This is a interpretation of tongues given in June of 1910 in East Cape Colony, South Africa. Christ is at once the spotless descent of God into man. I'm going to read it again. Christ is at once the spotless descent of God into man and the sinless ascent of man into God. And the Holy Spirit is the agent by whom this is accomplished. Did y'all get that? Pretty profound too. Praise God forevermore. Hearing Michael, from God. Yes.
Would you please repeat that, what you just read?
I certainly
A quote
will.
From 1910. Thank you.
1910. Christ is at once the spotless descent of God into man and the sinless ascent of man into God, and the Holy Spirit is the agent by whom this is accomplished. Now it makes sense, doesn't it? Glory to God, glory to God. The Holy Spirit is our connection. It's the power to the authority. And who leads us? All right. Anybody want to open up the discussion? Now, what does it mean to hear from God? How many of you want to be led by God in everything that you do? Amen. Amen. Well, how do we do that? How do we get to that place to where we listen and we learn from God everything? Yeah, Julie, I think you were first. Did I get Missy?
I think it was a tie, but thank you. I'll be quick.
I think you hit the button first.
I would say by being in his word and knowing what he is saying to us. How else are we going to know what the voice of the Lord is unless we read his word and follow the example we have of Jesus, first of all, because he is the word that comes from heaven. He was the one that was sent from the only begotten sent from God, you know, for us to use our example in everything. So whatever he spoke, whatever he did, how we treated people, that's our example. So that is what we want in us, to knowing what the word says about whatever the circumstances, how to respond.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Missy.
Julie, you really did beat me to it, but I'm going to add to that because I was going to, you know, basically say pretty much what you said. But I was thinking more, you know, the word of God puts to death our old man. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this teaching that Lana shared with her sisters on Friday that I listened to by Derek Prince. I forget exactly what it's called, something about being led by the Holy Spirit or something to the effect, something about the Holy Spirit. But he was liking it, you know, like in Romans 7 about when your husband dies, you're free to marry another. Well, when your old man dies, yeah, Holy Spirit guide. So when your old man dies, who you followed before, who was your head before, you're free to marry the Lord then. And just the way he explained that and everything, it's like, okay, you have this greater, you know, this, it just kind of, I don't know quite how to say it, this stronger awareness of the spirit and the old man, or the spirit and your flesh, or your carnal mind, your, you know, and so, so it's like, you know, who are you going to follow? Because Jesus, you know, Jesus in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, you know, and Jesus gives us that born again spirit. Then we're filled with the Spirit of God. God's Word is the Spirit. So I'm finding it hard to explain what I want to say. So you have this, there's this greater sense of who are you following? Who is your head? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to your old man? Because all your old man can do is follow the enemy and sin, you know? But the thing of it is, you know, your mind needs to be renewed. You have to have the mind of Christ. So it's all tied together. If you have the mind of Christ, the more you're in the word, the more you're going to follow the Lord. He's going to be your husband. You know, he's going to be your head. And the more you're going to recognize, you know, it's like the devil here and Jesus here, you know, kind of scenario thing. The more you have the mind of Christ, the more your mind's renewed by being in the word, the more you're going to take Jesus as your head, and you're not going to do your own thing. You're not going to want to do your own thing. You love him and you want to be pleasing to him, and you don't ever want to be separate from him, you know? So I think I'm done.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Theo.
So I turned off all the outside influence, YouTube and Telegram. I discovered all.
I'm having a hard time understanding you. Your audio is way down.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's much better.
So I got rid of all of my outside influence, like YouTube, Telegram. That's pretty much it. Just people talking about the news, talking about all the stuff that we've, you know, just beat to death by now. Well, when I turned it all off, I realized how quiet things were and that I wasn't receiving any any actual communication that I was desiring, you know, because most of it is lies. You know, we can't trust any of it. Most of it's misled. None of it is edifying. So yesterday I said, Lord, what's going on? And I put this verse at random, put my finger down. It's Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. I have this against thee, that thou didst leave thy first love. Remember therefore whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, else I come to thee, and will move thy lampstand out of its place, except thou repent. So, I am in this spot, I guess. And I'm not sure what to repent for, except maybe to repent that I've left my first love. And what I replaced it with, maybe it was the news or politics or whatever I was listening to. I know that I was relying on it. So that is Antichrist. So I'm not defending myself at all. Don't know. I've renounced all that. I've renounced the outside influence. I've renounced it all. I've asked the Lord to forgive me and speak to me again. I don't want to be in this spot. To know what to repent for, if there's more. So if you could just pray for me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. All right. I will have to say this, Pio. When I got your text, I knew when I got it and I read it, I said, oh my goodness, me too. And I had to repent myself because you know how you get caught up on that garbage and doing that. So, yeah, Father, I just thank you that we've repented and confessed it. And now we're completely sanctified because that's what your word says. In your eyes, Lord, we are sanctified. And we thank you, Lord, for opening up the avenues of communication once again. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that he's going to hear from you when he needs to. And we thank you, Lord, and we all need to all the time. We need to hear and be encouraged, corrected, whatever. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for doing that for Phil, me, and everybody else. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe it. Yeah, dearly.
Okay. I just want to add a little bit to that. Heavenly Father, I ask for your grace for all of us, Lord, to that you would draw us all close to you, Lord, and we can say no by your strength and your power, to say no to the distractions of the world and the things that want to lure us away from being at your feet, Jesus, and running after you and seeking your face and desiring you above anything else that the enemy would tempt us with, Lord, that we would have the ability to say no and to recognize what's happening and in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father, that you would just make it very, very clear to each and every one of us, Lord, where we're being distracted and how and why, and we can set that aside and repent of it personally. And I confess also, Lord, that I've been distracted by things on the internet and different things that have drawn me away from just sitting at your feet. And I do not want to be there. I want to be at your feet, Lord. I don't want to be satisfied with anything of this world. I only want to be satisfied with your presence and your love and what you have to say to me, and not what the world is going on in worldly things. Lord, I repent of these things, and I pray, God, that you'll just draw us all close to you and hold us there, Father, that we love you more than we love anything else. And I ask this in Jesus' name. I also pray against all guilt, condemnation, and the accusing spirits that would come against Fio or anybody else, you know, for anything, because there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from all of the law of sin and of death and the curse and everything that we've repented of and renounced and turned from. Lord, you've forgiven us. It's washed clean, and you don't hold any of that against us anymore. And we thank you, Lord, for your love and your forgiveness and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Dave.
Yeah, first when I see that your email about hearing from God, you know, I tried to look up a few things and see if there was anything teachings on I could find, but I really wasn't finding much. But I did have to pay attention to a few things David was saying and acknowledge them in my heart that this is true. And it's not always something we desire to do, but I noticed that one of the ways that we tend to hear from the Lord and our ears are more attuned to him is when we're suffering in the flesh. And one of those ways, of course, is when we can voluntarily do it is when we fast. And that's never a popular thing. But when we start fasting, we have a tendency, the flesh is weakened and our spirit man becomes more alive. And we're able to tune into more what the Lord has to say because the flesh is being weakened. So a lot of the things that we go through in order that we hear the Lord better and the attacks like Pat was talking about, which I went through and I didn't do so well at either, a few things, because the Lord was coming against our flesh. Well, he has to do that in order to get it where you can hear his voice and understand what he needs to tell you and maybe give you that direction and correction in your life. And we have to take that seriously, of course. And we want to make sure that we're hearing clearly, and we're trying to, of its repentance, that we're giving him that repentance that changes, not the repentance of the world where you're sorry that you're having to go through that and you're glad when it's over so you can go back into your lifestyle and live it the way you always lived it. The repentance he looks for is the change that brings forth fruits of repentance of your life, so that that old man, that part of the flesh that needs to die, is going and be put to death so that a new man can be raised up. So that's the biggest thing we hear from the Lord, is how he's transforming us into his image. And the way he does that is he comes against our flesh. So we can come against our flesh when we fast, but when he comes against our flesh, then we have to really stand back and listen and pay attention to what he's doing in our life, because he's trying to work something out of us. And when he's doing that, he's definitely talking to you, but you have to be attentive and listen and wait for him to let you know where it is he's trying to guide you and take you through that. And it's not like he's trying to, like Julie is saying, condemn you, but he's trying to mold you. And the part of that molding is casting off those things that are not of him. And we have a lot of distractions. And one of the biggest things that you see that he really had a hard time with his people was the idols that they would get wrapped up into in the world, you know, that the nations got wrapped up into. It's so easy to get drawn into those things that the world gets drawn into and not even give it a glance or a second thought. You think this is just normal life, when no, the Lord probably wants to separate you and sanctify you. And how he does that is he pulls those things away from you, or he makes you feel like they're vain and they're not him. And he has to do that in a way sometimes to get our attention in a way we don't always appreciate and understand, but that's how he can draw you out of the world and draw you to himself, by removing you from these worldly things. And so that's the biggest thing, is are you listening when he's talking? When he's talking to you, are you paying attention? Are you realizing, oh, I got to be humble and I got to listen. I got to fear God here now, because he wants me to fear him more than anything. And that fear is listening to what he's trying to tell me and where he's molding me and taking my life. Because if I don't have that fear of God, I'm not going to listen so well. I'm probably going to continue on doing my own fleshly thing. You know, and I'll have that worldly repentance. Oh, I'm sorry this is coming against me, but I'm not sorry enough to change the way I need to change my life in order to become more like Christ, or the bring that fruit out that he's trying to bring out of me. So that's kind of what I wanted to say.
Okay. Angelica, I saw your hand up a while ago. Did you want to say something?
Sure. I just wanted to pray for Theo and anyone else about the situation. So, you know, Father God, in Jesus' name, I just thank you so much, Father God, for your graciousness, Father God, to continually draw us back to you, Father God, for your correcting hand on our life, Lord God, because we're not bastards, Lord. And Lord, your intention is to make us as sons, Lord. And your word says the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. And that excludes everything else, Lord. So, Lord, we just give you our desires, Father God, our desires to be in the know, our desires to just partake of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herod, and put these things before our eyes and our ears, Father God. Lord God, we ask for your grace, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you would draw us, Lord God. There's, we can't work up, Father God, any of these things to be drawn to you, Lord God. So we look to you, Father God, to give us this greater desire to be drawn of you, Father God. Give us this commitment, Father God, to discipleship, Lord God, that only can come through your Spirit, Father. The heart of Jesus, Lord God, was just to do only what the Father sent him to do, Father. And Lord, we all have to come to that place, but we need your grace, Father God. And in this world, Father God, where so many things are going on, Lord, we need to hear you more than anything, Father God. So, Lord, I just take authority over any demonic spirits of lust, Father God, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, Father God. These demonic influences, Father God, the leaven of Herod, Father God, the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, all through these media spirits, Father God, we bind that up in the name of Jesus and we cast it out. We command it to go in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, you are the news, Lord God. You have the real news, Lord God. You have the real good news and you have the only relevant news, Lord God, because you see everything before anyone sees it, Father God. So Lord, I just thank you for helping us to be pure channels, Father God, through whom your voice can be heard, Lord God, through whom your prophets, Father God, will hear a pure and true word, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And just, I just pray for the body of Christ that you would impress this upon every single one of us, Lord, that in these coming days, Father God, you would make our ears, Father God, to be attentive, Father God, to the voice of the Holy Spirit, to be sensitive, Father God, to our conscience, Father God, and not disobey it, Father God. And we just thank you for that grace, Lord God, because it's only by your grace, Father God, that we're ever going to attain unto that, Lord. So I thank you that that part of our old nature, Father God, that that enjoys those things, Father God, is dead and gone. It's nailed to the cross. And that we have the Spirit of Christ, Lord God, ruling and reigning in our hearts, Lord God. And I just ask for joy, Father God, to come over Theo, Father God, in an increase, a desire for your word, Father God. And just bless his time, Father God, to be with you and enjoy a closer relationship with you, Father God, so that that love, Father God, will continually grow in his heart, Father God, and he bless everyone that he touches in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, something that I've found out just quickly, God's grace, as far as condemnation goes, God's grace, man, it far exceeds anything that we can imagine. I tell you, he loves us. He loves us, you know, when we mess up. He's disappointed, but he still loves us. We got to remember that. And because he loves us, you know, we repent, we get right back in there. Don't think anything else about it because God's not thinking about it now. He's just happy that you repented and he's back on the road. That's God. He's man, he is awesome. He is so awesome. All right, go ahead, Phil.
I just wanted to thank the Lord. It didn't even hit me till now that he was speaking to me in that verse. I have received my answer, you know. And thank you, Lord, for repentance. Glory to God.
Glory Amen. To God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. All right. All right, go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I was going to say this verse, but you just already said it, Dale. It's in Philippians chapter 3. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, be thus minded. Now, don't forget, the Lord said that you're perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. And if there be anything, you are otherwise minded, this also shall God reveal to you. And he did. So glory to God. And there's a lot of real good stuff in here in this chapter that the Lord keeps reminding me of. And You know, this is Paul the Apostle. Not saying that he's already arrived, but he presses on forward. So I hope that helps people. But you know, one thing I really think that you need to focus on is your prayer time. And we've had so many studies on prayer. You know, I made a little green book for me. On the back of the cover, I have Prayer Warrior. And, you know, there are some really nice words. I can't remember who it was. May have been the same quotes that Michael quoted earlier. And, you know, I just wrote some points there to help people draw themselves into God through prayer. And you are supposed to be praying now and fasting. There's a really good Matthew 22 there for you, for those who should peruse that. Very, very lovingly, the Lord has prepared all things for you to have. He's made it all ready for you, and he's made it ready for them back then when he said that. And he's made it ready for every single generation who's read that 22 Matthew, that it's all ready. It's all there. You've been doing it. You've been at the Lord's table there to prepare for what he wants you to have there. And you should have it. So, you know, I just read a few of these items. I cannot pray as I want. Do I know what prayer is? Do I know what it is to meet with the great God? Do I know how to take hold of God and hold on to him fast? Do I know how to take hold of his strengths? You know, a strength is a light that's in your lamp. Not only is there the fear of the Lord, but there's the strength of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11, 1 and 2. Do I know the full fellowship and communion of God? You know, and I just go through some of these little sayings in my book. And then, you know, I remembered something and I added to the book here. After these items, when you're in close with God. And I remember when David Eales was describing to us the Father's throne in the book of Revelation, the Son's throne in the book of Revelation. And then he said, if you wanted to describe the Holy Spirit's throne, it would be like right there in front of your eyeball, because it's omnipresent, it's everywhere. And you just got to take that with you in your prayer, that he's omnipresent. He's there right now, somewhere, maybe even saving someone for the very first time they're hearing their salvation message. He's there right now answering a prayer for someone, giving them the power, the strength, the light of strength that's your lamp inside of you. Even if it's an ember, he knows how to make it ignite. And that's the wonderful thing. And of course, I have a few pages here, and it goes into chapter 8 of Romans there and has some verses there to help me. I just don't want to go through all of that. But I find that praying is something we need to study. Not only study, but do. The Lord, you know, you can sit on your bed or lie down on your bed, pray in tongues, and then the Lord will bring something to mind that you should pray for, whether it's for you or for someone else or for the situation we're in. So praise God, and you know, there was an asking for a fast on, I think, the last Bible study. I think it was Wednesday or Sunday. And please remember that fast. And peruse Matthew 22. It's important. And glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Isaac.
Hey, everybody. I'll say this real quick, and then I'll read a little verse out of John about hearing from God. I still remember what David said. It was so astounding. Like, it was amazing. Matter of fact, we went into Owensboro, and I made my buddy Justin and Lacey listen to it. I said, you have to listen to this. This is astounding. Anyways, and I'll say it like this. It's for office. The Lord knows. Matter of fact, the verse I'm going to read, I have wrote down in the Bible what he said. Could you imagine? He said it so much more eloquently. But could you imagine God not answering the prayer of Jesus? Could you imagine? Could you really imagine it? You couldn't. Could you imagine God not forgiving Jesus? You couldn't imagine it. But you could imagine him not answering your prayer, and you could imagine him maybe not forgiving you. And this is what David said. And he goes, and in that sense, not biblical, because he sees you as he sees Christ. Galatians 2:20 proves that, or else it would be it'd be contradicting. Well, hey, now, you ain't Jesus. Then what was Paul saying? I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And what's the mystery that's been hidden for ages and generations? To this generation today, people still don't know. If you ask them that, they won't know. Thank you, Father, that he's given us the grace to know this. It's just, that's miraculous in itself, but it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if you can imagine it, if you can believe it, that he sees you as he sees Christ. And I write that down. So when I start feeling, you know, these thoughts, or whether it's condemnation, or whether, because I like to beat myself up, I'll just say that. I'll thank you, Father, that you see me as you see Christ. All right, but moving on now about hearing the word, I want to read this, and I'm going to tell you something that happened to me. That's John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my words. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Okay. And then in 25, he says, these things have I spoken unto you, while yet abiding with you. But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. And if you look over in John 16, where he says, all things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he that taketh mine, or he that taketh of mine, and shall declare unto you. And, you know, and I looked up declare. That means to make known or manifest. And I guess what I'm saying here is what Jesus also said, he that keepeth my words are my disciples. So if you're going to hear from God, then I guess you would hear this word right here, because how can you, and then I'm also saying this for me, but how can you hear if you don't believe? So believe the word. And, you know, and what the Holy Spirit is, it's the Spirit of truth that proceeded from the Father, the word says. So that's how you'll hear him, you know. It's a Spirit of truth. In what John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God. Okay, and then Jesus was the Word made flesh. And so I'm going to tell you a little story, then I'm going to quit talking. this, me and Mariana, every time we'd listen to some of these, we'd listen to David, we'd listen to an old podcast like 2012 or whatever it may be. We'd listen. And man, it was just random ones. Like it can be any type. We just pick on it. So we like the name. And David, in that one, it happened like three times in a row to Mariana. He said, if you just wake up a little earlier in the morning and read your Bible, get that daily manna, right? You just wake up a little bit in the morning and read that word, you'll be surprised what God would do for you. Matter of fact, he'd even wake you up. He said that. And Mariana's like, well, I'm going to try that. And I was like, well, that's a good idea, Mariana. You should try that. And, let's try that. We'll do it together. Well, he started waking up, Mariana, like 30 minutes before alarm clock would go off. And it started happening to me, too. And it was awesome. But something happened to me that was really, really amazing. And, man, this is awesome. This is really awesome. I was laying in bed. My alarm clock didn't go off. I was totally asleep. And I heard audibly. I didn't feel this. I heard it. This is the first time I've ever heard his voice audibly, but I heard God. I'm telling you, it happened to me. And he said, Isaac. But it was Mariana's voice. It was Mariana's voice. He said, Isaac, and Mariana's voice. I went, what? You know, he goes, Isaac. And I said, what? I open my eyes and look over at her, and she is knocked out. And it was God, man. He talked to me. He talked to me. And I'm telling you, I know it. I know it. And I'm just saying all that to say this. You know, hearing from God is believing his word. Because like Michael said a long time ago, stuck with me on something hurting. It's his love letter to you. And if that ain't the truth, then I don't know what is. But I'm not saying, I'm sure there's a lot more to it from hearing from God. But that's the 2 cents I'll put out there.
Amen. Yeah. They were talking to you, Isaac. Isaac, get up. Get your bad self up, boy. Amen. Awesome. That was great. Thank you for doing that. Hey, Carol, did you have something you wanted to share? I saw your hand up a minute ago. Oh, I know you got to get up and come over there. Turn it off.
At least I know how to do it now. Just a multi-screen, multi-connection. It's so funny. I think the first thing that all that you guys said fits right in the repertoire of what God has been doing. But what was missing for me to speak out was to say the positioning of my heart. That's the first thing I heard him say to me. It's like to position my heart to hear, which then brings to, hold on, I'm not good with names yet, Theo. What Theo was led to repent. And that's magnificent and beautiful, because that's the positioning of our heart, is that we're saying, I do want to get to know you. And then suddenly he's like, well, can you remember your first love? And then suddenly you're like, okay, I do not want to watch TV anymore. I want to be fed by you. And then that is by the word, like by getting in the word, but not like there's something about the word. I have an incredible reverence. It was a gift. I got saved. I was not in a church. It was out of the dark, right? And so I have a reverence for the word, and I will not read the word if I haven't positioned my heart, because I do not want to defile it. That's how I feel about the word. And so when God started to convict me about this stress that was building on me and my body was breaking down, I could hear in my heart, he's saying, stress is not from me, right? And so as soon as I eliminated, for me to let go of TV was crazy, but I was honest with him. I was like saying, I have my favorite shows, la, 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 whatever, you know, we all have our thing. But I said, I do want to give it up. Help me position my heart. And he did. He prepared me. So a scripture came for, just as you guys were all talking, I found something that went with that. Let me just do the technical thing. Okay, it's in Isaiah 30 and verse 15, which is the sovereign Lord speaking. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. And that's when we eliminate that noise of the distraction and the feeding of the things that don't belong, the worldly stuff, and that we position our heart. And then I did become more quiet to hear his word. And then I went deeper into the reverence. And a little further in there, I don't know if I want to read how he says it because it's intense, but if we read a little further, if you're led to read a little further, it says that you're going to want to smash your idols like they're dirty rags. So it's not like you don't feel guilty. You feel the conviction. And I think that's the positioning of the heart, is that the Lord doesn't, when he leads us to repentance, he's leading us to life. Hallelujah. That's what I want to say. When he's leading us to repentance, he's leading us to life. So we're feeding, I think some of the words you guys are using is the new man, right? And not the old man. So that's my bit. Thank you. Bless you. I'm going to mute as I get up.
Amen. That's exactly right. We have to be in the spirit in order to be led by the spirit. That's awesome. All right. Anyone else? Everybody's listening to the Lord now, aren't you? Amen. I wrote some things down before, just a couple of things, before I can call on Malcolm. And it's pretty much what Carol was talking about. It's only the spiritual mind that can discern spiritual things. They can receive the leading from the spirit. And the mind has to grow spiritual in order to become capable of spiritual guidance. All right, Malcolm, go ahead.
I was just going to say that there's a video of Torben's Pioneer School's lessons. There's 20-something lessons there, done quite a while ago. But there's one I really love to listen to over and over, and that is the Led by the Holy Spirit one, in which he talks about different experiences he had, like with his daughter and other people he's ministered to. But it's just exciting. I mean, we all want to be walking that way all the time. It's just exciting to hear stories of other people, that how God kind of worked in all kinds of ways. Of course, you know, a lot of these, you know, we could, even among each other, we could talk about, you know, how the Lord has led us. But we just want to be walking by the Spirit. Isn't it easy to be led by the flesh right now with all the chaos going on? It's easy to be tempted to, you know, knee-jerk. Something else I've noticed, at least for me, is we've become, probably a lot of us here have become quite educated about these shots. Down little details like the blood clot thing and how they form and the spike proteins and all these different things. So I found I have to really guard my heart when I run into somebody who listens to nothing but the mainstream media, and that's the only source they have. And a lot of these folks are extremely convinced what they're hearing is the gospel truth. And I think it's almost like denominationalism, where you know what you know. There's a guy who wrote a book that was entitled Why We Know What Isn't So. I just love that title. But it kind of epitomizes what's going on right now. But I guess what I'm trying to say by saying that is that I have to be careful when I talk to people who are just mainstream media people, that I don't make fun of their or have any kind of angst against them of any kind. You know, it's frustrating, you know, when we run into ignorance, but this isn't just about the current crises that are going on. It's also when we run into people talking about doctrine or anything else. It's just right now, this seems to be the topic of discussion is, you know, how do I keep my job without getting the shot? Well, if you don't get the shot, you're going to get everybody sick and everybody's going to die all around you. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? No, one, Isaac, I think it was Isaac, or might have been someone else, I don't know, was talking about I know when I pray in the spirit a lot, I can hear the Lord a lot easier, a lot easier. And reading the Word of God in order to make sure it's the Holy Spirit is imperative, understanding the Word of God, because how many of you know that the devil can sneak in there and give you a word every now and then? What was that, Isaac? No, that's good. But yeah, that's why Andrew was talking about reading the Word. And somebody else was talking about it. I think everybody kind of mentioned it, but reading and studying the Word and knowing the Word will keep you out of trouble. When the Holy Spirit does lead you, you'll understand that it is the Holy Spirit, that He is talking to you. We know that the gifts are, when the gifts are in operation, most generally it's just, there's no doubt, you know. But this is just every day listening to the Lord. I remember a guy was talking about listening to the Spirit. And the Spirit told him, said one time, told him, he said, they were driving down, him and his wife were driving down the road. And the Holy Spirit told him to cross over the road and stop on the other side of the road. And of course, he was a great man of God. And he just pulled it over and stopped on the side of the road over there. And lo and behold, coming around the corner was a truck, semi, big truck, coming out sideways that would have wiped him out if he'd have been on that side of the road. And but the driver just straightened up and it was okay. Everything was okay. And they were okay. And that's sometimes where the leading of the Spirit will help you. Yeah, Phil.
One more prayer request, please, real quick. Jim just called me from Arizona, and the doctors over there made him take the shots, both shots, and they're making him wear a mask, and they're just treating him like a piece of paper out there. So I just want to pray for him. Father, I lift up Jim again to you. I come against that spirit of death that's hovering over him. I command that spirit of death to go in the name of Jesus. It has no effect on Jim anymore. Those shots have no effect on him. They will not give him clots. His lungs will clear up. Anything that's attacking him right now has got to go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for his deliverance, for his healing, because he's being attacked, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that he's going to have a huge testimony to share with us very shortly. Amen.
Amen. We command all effects of that vaccine to be null and void in Jim's body. Matter of fact, we want it to be a positive effect on him in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We break the power of pharmakia in the name of Jesus off of all of your chosen, Father, in the name of Jesus right now. And we praise you for it, Father. Breaking it, casting it down. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't doubt. It used to be number three in the world for deaths is doctor's mistakes. I wouldn't doubt that it's way far and above that now. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your healing power. You're our healer. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Anybody want to pray? Yeah, Angelica, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to pray. This has probably been my one thing that I suppose I might have like a bit of a misunderstanding concerning hearing the voice of God, because I probably want to just hear him audibly all the time, but I know that's not, you know,
well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's definitely not how it goes. But my one experience that, just really, I guess maybe just drove that like desire was, early on in my walk, the Lord didn't even really call my name. He just like rose my spirit up without, it was just like, he didn't call me. I just, in the middle of the night, I just woke up because I knew he was there, and I knew I was supposed to get up, and I said, yes, Lord. And I heard, you know, pray that that you will escape the things to come. And I said, okay, Lord. And I just was praying, you know, until I went back to bed. And that was the only time I really, really just, it wasn't like he, you know, anything else, but it was just, it resonated, the voice of God resonated within my spirit so strongly that my spirit, like he was my Lord and I recognized him immediately, you know? Of course there's the giftings of the Holy Spirit through, you know, and that God speaks through, you know, but I think mainly it's the word. You know, the word of God brought to remembrance is always the voice of God. And but I, you know, I just recently read this book, A Mighty Rushing Wind, Mel Torrey, and he was talking about these awesome revival and Indonesia, I think it was, one of these islands or whatever. But it was so amazing to me how these people who weren't even asking to be saved, they were just religious folk. They didn't even know they needed to be saved, you know. God, you know, his Holy Spirit fell and just busted up the devil's territory major, you know. And they heard the Holy Spirit so clearly, and they were led by the Holy Spirit to go here, go there, go. They didn't have all this technology and, you know, all these different things that we kind of to lean on in order to kind of assist, you know? And I just thought that was amazing. I was like, oh man, like I really want that. Like, you know, like just like an Acts, you know, oh, well, you know, this brother's over here waiting for you. He's blind right now. We need to go pray for him, you know, something like that, you know? But I was really impressed by that. And I just, I think the secret to that is having a childlike heart and mind and willingness to obey God, you know, in order to be led by the Spirit in greater and greater measure. And so definitely I would like to pray for that, or at least have someone pray for me for that, because I'm one of those, like, I'll go do some wild stuff for Jesus by the grace of God, you know. So if I can hear the Lord better, I'd be so happy, you know, like go in there and like, you know, just despise the shame, you know, and just do what you're supposed to do, because it can save a village, or it can, you know, save someone from death in that moment or whatever, you know what I mean? Anyway. So Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the gift of your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you for your word, Lord God. Just it's your spirit, Lord, and it's your breath, it's your life. And I thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you, Father God, for the heart of a child, for myself and for all my brethren, for a simple mind, Father God, to hear you, Lord God. Help us to put away our reasoning that would hinder the move of your spirit, Father God, in any way, Lord God. We don't want to miss you, because we're all here because we want to be servants. We want to do the works of Christ. And that begins in our minds and our ears, Lord. And so, Lord, I more than anyone probably, Lord God, have a hard time, Father God, because my thoughts are continually going. So I just ask you, Father God, for just this supernatural grace that you gave these people in Indonesia, Father God, for just a mini revival for every single one of us, Father God, a reviving of the hearing of your Holy Spirit, of your voice, a leading of our days, Father God, and that joy and that peace that comes with it, Father, and that it just increase more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. Something. Y'all are here tomorrow on the broadcast. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you, Lord, for leading God and everybody to speak the things that you'd have them to speak. It's been a blessing tonight. We thank you for it. We thank you for the healings that were prayed tonight. Lord, we thank you for all the prayers that we prayed are answered. We thank you, Lord, for Jim. We thank you for his healing and understanding of the word. And we praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that are here and that are listening on the broadcast. Lord, if they learn something about how to be led by your spirit, how to hear the voice of God. And that's to be in the spirit, read and study the word. We praise you, Father, for the love that you placed in our heart. I'm always bringing back to remembrance the vision that our brother Kurt, who's up there with you now, had about the golden thread that knitted all our hearts together in love, in one accord. And we just praise you, Father, because you are the one accord. And we praise you, Father, for bringing us all together and place it in our hearts, like Andrew was talking about, to be praying for each other and to keep praying the things that you place in our heart to pray about. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you for the authority. Thank you for the holiness, the sanctified walk that you've got us on, Lord, cleansing us out to get rid of that old flesh life. And to allow the spiritual man to walk forth and be in the power and authority of Jesus Christ on this earth. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, folks, we're out of time. God bless you.